Happy Easter, this is New Creation Common Prayer. Today we are called to worship with Psalm 47. Clap your hands, all you people. Shout joyfully to God with a joyous shout, because the Lord Most High is awesome. He is the great King of the whole world. He subdues the nations under us, subdues all people beneath his feet. He chooses our inheritance for us, the heights of Jacob, which he loves. God has gone up with a joyous shout, the Lord with the blast of the ram's horn. Sing praises to God, sing praises. Sing praises to our King, sing praises, because God is King of the whole world. Sing praises with a song of instruction. God is King over the nations. God sits on his holy throne. The leaders of all people are gathered with the people of Abraham's God, because the earth's guardians belong to God. God is exalted beyond all. Today's Old Testament reading comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 32, verses 21 through 34. Moses said to Aaron, "What did these people do to you that you led them to commit such a terrible sin?" Aaron replied, "Don't get angry with me, sir. You know yourself that these people are out of control. They said to me, 'Make us gods who can lead us.' As for this man Moses, who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't have a clue what has happened to him. So I said to them, 'Whoever has gold, take it off.' So they gave it to me, I threw it into the fire, and out came this bull calf." Moses saw that the people were out of control because Aaron had let them get out of control, making them an easy target for their enemies. So Moses stood at the camp's gate and said, "Whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me." All the Levites gathered around him. Moses said to them, "This is what the Lord, Israel's God, says. Each of you strap on a sword. Go back and forth from one end of the camp to the other. Each of you kill your brother, your friend, and your neighbor." The Levites did as Moses commanded. About 3,000 people were killed that day. Moses said, "Today you've been ordained to the Lord, each one of you at the cost of a son or a brother. Today you've gained a special blessing for yourselves." The next day Moses said to the people, "You've committed a terrible sin. So now I will go up to the Lord. Maybe I can arrange reconciliation on account of your sin." So Moses went back to the Lord and said, "Oh, what a terrible sin these people have committed. They made for themselves gods of gold. But now, please, forgive their sin. And if not, then wipe me out of your scroll that you've written." But the Lord said to Moses, "The ones I'll wipe out of my scroll are those who sinned against me. Now go and lead the people to the place I described to you. My messenger here will go in front of you. When the day of reckoning comes, I'll count their sin against them." Today's New Testament reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 1 through 10. From Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the Thessalonians church that is in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace and peace to all of you. We always thank God for all of you when we mention you constantly in our prayers. This is because we remember your work that comes from faith, your effort that comes from love, and your perseverance that comes from hope in our Lord Jesus Christ, in the presence of our God and Father. Brothers and sisters, you are loved by God, and we know that He has chosen you. We know this because our good news didn't come to you just in speech, but also with power and the Holy Spirit and with deep conviction. You know as well as we do what kind of people we were when we were with you, which was for your sake. You became imitators of us and of the Lord when you accepted the message that came from the Holy Spirit, with joy in spite of great suffering. As a result, you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. The message about the Lord rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place. The news about your faithfulness to God has spread so that we don't even need to mention it. People tell us about what sort of welcome we had from you and how you turned to God from idols. As a result, you are serving the living and true God, and you are waiting for His Son from heaven. His Son is Jesus, who is the one He raised from the dead and who is the one who will rescue us from the coming wrath. Today's Gospel reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 11 through 16. Happy are you when people insult you and harass you and speak all kinds of bad and false things about you, all because of me. Be full of joy and be glad, because you have a great reward in heaven. In the same way people harassed the prophets who came before you. You are the salt of the earth, but if salt loses its saltiness, how will it become salty again? It's good for nothing except to be thrown away and trampled under people's feet. You are the light of the world. A city on top of a hill can't be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a basket. Instead, they put it on top of a lampstand, and it shines on all who are in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before people, so they can see the good things you do and praise your Father who is in heaven.
Presence praise, in your presence glory, in this place your holiness fills our hearts. In your presence grace, in your presence worship, in your presence, Lord, we give you praise. In your presence praise, in your presence glory, and in this place your holiness fills our hearts. In your presence grace, in your presence worship, in your presence, Lord, we give you praise. Lift you up and we adore you, proclaim your name above all names. In majesty you reign forever, so here before you we stand amazed. Praise in your presence, glory in this place. Your holiness fills our hearts. In your presence, praise in your presence, worship in your presence, Lord. We give you praise, we lift you. Your holiness fills our hearts. In your presence grace, in your presence worship, in your presence, Lord, we give you praise. In your presence, Lord, we give you praise.
The Apostles' Creed is a statement of Christian faith that goes all the way back to Latin Christianity in the 4th century and has been used by Christians in that Western tradition ever since. It is a reflection of the Christian faith in God, Jesus, the Spirit, and our hope in the future and in the church. and is something that during this season we will be repeating together. Let's now state that shared faith together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again, he ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. And now let us enter into a time of prayer for ourselves, our community, and the whole world. I invite you, wherever you're joining with us, to lift up your prayers, either out loud or silently, wherever you are today. Let's pray. Lord, we pray for your church, both our local congregation and the church worldwide. Help us to be unified in our mission today and to be great co-partners with your Spirit wherever we find ourselves. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering today, whether sick, injured, or oppressed. Be with them, supply their needs, and bring justice today, we pray. Lord, we pray for those who may consider us enemies, whom we have injured or offended. Grant them your peace and enable us to be peacemakers. Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, including these. And now let us pray the prayer our Lord Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart this time together, go with these closing words from the end of Psalm 48. This is God, our God, forever and always. He is the one who will lead us even to the very end. Go today in the grace and peace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll see you tomorrow. New Creation Common Prayer is a ministry of New Creation Community Online, New Creation Community Middleton, and Nampa College Church. You can find out more about our ministries by visiting nampacollegechurch.com. Today's song was In Your Presence, performed by Ryan Gage and recorded and mixed by Drew McKellips. All scripture readings were out of the Common English Bible. Today's psalm reading was read by Caleb Daniels. Today's Old Testament reading was by Caleb Daniels. Today's epistle reading was by Caleb Daniels. And today's gospel reading was by Caleb Daniels. Background music for New Creation Common Prayer was created awesomely by Keller Gage. Today's devotion was produced and edited by Caleb Daniels.